I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. So I've already talked about this, but I have limited time between the jobs that I have and other things that I've committed to, such as the ice bath and going to the gym and reading and trying to, so all that combined, the amount of time that I have per day to work on shit is 29 hours in 1 week if I take two rest days from the gym, and then 39 hours the next week if I also take two rest days from the gym, because my schedule rotates bi-weekly, just with the on and off Friday and on and off Sunday. Saturdays and then Monday through Thursday are all the same, but the Friday changes from job to job each week, and then Sundays goes from an off day to a FedEx day or truck washing day, whatever. And so 29 one week, 39 the next, you can average that at 34, and that's a lot of time per week to get stuff done. But when it's split up to pretty much three hours every day, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 hours. Sunday, 3 hours. So Sunday through Thursday, it's always 3 hours, it seems. Sunday through Wednesday, it's always 3 hours. On the other weeks, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's 5 hours, so I have more time. And then on... none of that matters. All I'm trying to get to is the fact that I have a limited amount of time to get things done, but how it's split up makes it kind of difficult to get into what is known as the flow state or to get progress made. And it's so this is just kind of what I'm thinking. So this is me documenting everything, right? It's the whole point of the show. So I wake up at 3:30, shower, get ready for work, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then I go to work. I get off at 2:30. I go straight from there to the gym because that minimizes the transition time between one event to the next. Meaning, if I don't go to the gym directly after work, that means I have to put in another drive, round trip to the gym when I could just go to the gym on my way home or go to the gym that's at my job. And so if I take advantage of that, I save time. That's what I'm trying to do, because time is so valuable and I don't have enough of it. So if I were to incorporate another event of going to the gym, that takes up more time. So I have to go directly after work or go directly before work. It just doesn't make sense time-wise to go any other time. If I'm trying to conserve time here, I have to go on my way to work or on my way home from work. That's it. So that is pretty much stapled to that part of the day. And so if I go to the gym in the morning, which I have, and it's fine, that means I have to go to bed earlier. So it doesn't save time to go at either point. It depends on, I guess, how long I'm in the gym. That's the only factor that can be changed. It's the only variable that I can switch up. So wake up 3:30, work, blah, blah, blah. 2:30 comes around. I have to go to the gym. And so by 3:30, I'm about done. So 3:30, 3:45, maybe 4, whatever. And then I have to drive home. So at that point, when I get home, that's when my OT starts, my overtime, which is what I call it. So that's the time that I have to record this, to journal up some ideas, to write, to read, to just better myself or whatever. And once a business is going, that's for marketing, that's for social media, that's for content, for photos, for you name it, right? And so, holy shit, there's just not enough time, it seems. And where I'm going with this is, so for me, having gotten home at 4 p.m., been awake for 12 and a half hours, already worked a full 10-hour shift at my job, worked out at the gym, and haven't eaten at this point, right? So I get home from the gym. I probably should eat something. I then have, at that point in my day, 3 hours on Sunday through Wednesday. So I have 3 hours, and I'm usually just not wanting to do shit. What I want to do is try to get some energy, get something going, and it's difficult. Because coming directly home from the gym and then immediately sitting at my desk and doing something productive that's going to push me forward in the right direction, it's just hard for me personally to focus and to write or to read or to try to learn something when I'm just kind of exhausted. And so that leads me to, okay, well, how can I just not be exhausted when I get home? And that is, well, I can sleep better. I can sleep longer. I can prioritize sleep. I can do things that would make me sleep better. And so if I sleep longer, that means I need to go to bed earlier, which means that cuts into the 3 hours that I have, which means, like, is that beneficial? Is it beneficial to shave off maybe 30 minutes of that so that I can get to bed earlier and then have a more productive 2.5 hours? And I think saying it out loud, it absolutely is. But it's just back to back to back. And that's not the problem. It's the fact that when I want to do and I get to do the things that I want to do, I'm tired. You know, it's tough. It's difficult to want to do it. I don't want to record this. I don't feel well. I'd like to lay down and, I guess, recover. I don't know. I just don't feel good. So I don't want to record this. I need to go eat. See, like, I'm already stressed out because, so today, all I've been working on is I'm watching a video. It's a video by Alex Hormozi. It's an hour and a half. And all I'm doing is taking notes on it. And then, so for example, he'll say something. I'll write down what he says in quotations, and I'll look at that, and I'll think about different avenues you could take with that thought. So I'll just take, I don't know if I have an example here. Where, I don't even know where I was writing it at, but let's see how I'm pulling it up. Okay, so he's talking about happiness. So he'll say something. I'll write it down, what his quote is, and then I'll think about that thought and kind of take a different path, or try to think it out more, or think it more in detail. And one of the things was, looking back on his life, he's able to see that on his best days, he did a few things and they all have that same common theme. So for him, it's, he did something he liked to do with people he liked. Somehow there was the gym in there. And I think there's one more. But then that got me thinking of, like, okay, we got to minimize the things that happen on the bad days and then maximize the things that happen on the good days. And to do that, it's imperative that we are aware of what happens on the good days and what happens on the bad days. To the same extent of, you have some success in your business or whatever, but you don't know how you had that success. That does you no good because you have no idea how to replicate that. So you have no idea how to make that happen more. That's the same concept as getting lucky. If you get lucky with something, you don't know how to replicate it or to make it so that whatever happened doesn't happen again or does happen again, depending on the context of the luck. And so that led me to the thought of, okay, well, is being lucky bad then in the context of learning and growing? Because if something happens that's out of your control and you don't know why it happened, there's nothing to go off of and you don't learn anything from it. You know, if I'm about to lose my business, but the deal actually does go through and I do save my business, I have no idea why it went through. I have no idea what, just something. I got lucky. Some guy came in, flew on a plane and said, hey, actually, we're going to do the thing. And you get lucky. That's great. That's a great outcome. But you have no idea how to replicate that. And I think what luck actually does is make you think back in retrospect and reflect on the past. So you get lucky with this thing. Why were you banking on the fact that you needed to get lucky? You really needed this. You know, if it doesn't go through, you're fucked. Why were you in a position to where luck was needed or desired, you know? And it's an interesting example because everybody wants to be lucky. But if you're trying to grow and learn, I just think that's the opposite of what could benefit you. If things happen out of your control and they happen and you have no idea how to make them happen again or how to make them happen less, again, depending on the context, then it's just a massive disservice to you and your business. So that's an example. That whole thing is an example of what I'm doing right now. So I'll watch a video. I'll just kind of see what people are saying. And then I'll try to dive down the rabbit hole of other ways that you can interpret that and other, I guess, philosophies or whatever that you could make of it. And that is for the sole purpose of me learning how to think more articulately and deeper with more intent to come to an actual conclusion of my own, as opposed to listening to someone and being like, yep, 100% agree, next, you know, because there's a lot of things. So I don't know if anybody else can relate, but there's a lot of things that people will say that I look up to, big claims, big bold claims or whatever, or solid stances on this or that politically or scientifically or professionally or whatever. academically, scientifically, whatever. They say it, and I'm like, yep, sounds good. I like that. I'll roll with that. And then it's like, okay, so if I'm having a conversation with somebody, and they say, oh, you do this, why? I don't want to say, Huberman said it on a podcast, so that's why. I want to be able to be like, oh, he said this, and it got me thinking about this. So I went down the rabbit hole myself, found this, did this, and here's what I think. And then voila, you're having a conversation, and you don't look like somebody that's like, oh, I read it on the internet. Some guy on the internet said this thing that I, you know, that's the goal. So, and I think that plays an important part into the podcast, especially if I'm trying to get better at communicating and speaking more clearly. Because if I'm just doing the like bullshit every episode, no one's going to want to listen. I'm not feeling the growth when I'm doing it. I'm not feeling like I'm getting better. And it's a lose-lose, I think, for everybody. And so that's what I'm doing right now, because I, to be honest, I don't know what to do. And so working on yourself is always a viable option, because as I've come to learn and realize that no matter the pursuit or no matter the goal, who you become as a result of the pursuit or the goal is really the outcome that we should all strive for. So if you pursue any goal, you pursue a goal and it sucks, it blows, it's the worst, it flops, it fails, it explodes, you lose everything. You'll walk away having learned so much. You'll have so much new perspective. You'll have so much more wisdom. You'll have a lot of experience. You'll have a whole new plethora of knowledge and a way to connect dots in your life that you didn't previously have. And so when I approach things now, which I just learned weeks ago, when I approach things now with that frame, with that, I guess, point of view, that goal, it makes me feel like the things that I'm doing now that don't directly entertain my goals are actually significant in the path of achieving my goals. Meaning, I don't think me watching YouTube videos, learning about philosophy and shit and deep thought is going to help me sell supplements. But why it actually will is because it's teaching me how to think more, I guess just deeper, how to come to my own conclusions, how to solve problems, how to think of problems to then solve, you know, come up with a problem, solve it in the meantime, you know, because I literally just explained, I'm just reading the shit and I just try to think of different ways you could explore that. So then I was like, okay, question to myself, QTM, is it bad to get lucky then? And so you can apply that to any, not the specific example, but you can apply that questioning to anything. So like if I'm working a supplement business and I'm trying to sell this, I would then question myself and ask questions of like, okay, well, is it actually bad that people do want this at this price or something like that? And I would just think about it and I would think it through. And it's that ability to think things through that's going to benefit me, not in only that business, but just in life in general. And if something applies to life in general, I think it's very obvious that applies to life as you know, in general, as a whole, right? So you learn, for example, you learn how to talk. Learning how to talk doesn't directly pertain to really anything, but it's absolutely essential that you learn how to communicate. Not even effectively. Like if you can just look at somebody, make some hand signals, do some sign language, you know, that was disrespectful, huh? Do some sign language, or maybe you're a caveman, you just do some weird noises, or you have a bat and you're just hitting it through, whatever it is, the ability to get your point across, or the ability to even let somebody know that you're trying to get them to do something. I mean, that's imperative to society. You have to be able to at least somehow, some way communicate. So that's a very long way of saying, even though talking doesn't pertain directly to any one thing, it is absolutely essential for everything. Because if you can't communicate, you can't really do much. I mean, I don't know what you could do in life if you can't communicate, if you can't speak or persuade in that regard. So that's just an example of, I don't know what to do necessarily at this point in time. So working on myself, getting better, getting smarter, trying to explore my own brain, that will never, ever be something that's going to, set me back or degrade my progress or derail me. But anything, I think, is better than nothing. I don't feel like I'm the most on path with where I'm trying to go by doing this. And that statement alone contradicts what I just said, because I really do feel like, even if you're not directly working on the goal, working on yourself in really any regard is going to help you with that goal. And so I'm just trying to keep that frame in mind, because my current goal at the moment that I'm working toward very aggressively is to get out of debt and to get this next place of mine. And so in doing so, that halts the progress with the supplement business, because I'm not saving for the first order. All the money that I'm getting now is going into one pocket, and the other pocket, which is the business, is going to remain empty for another year and or like another 9 months. And that sucks, because I feel like I'm not making progress in the one thing that I want to be making progress in. But here's another thought. This kind of goes on par with what I'm talking about. Imagine a mountain is the climb, the business, the success, whatever you're trying to do. A lot of people are at the base camp ready to start the hike. A lot of people are nowhere near the base camp, and they have to get to the base camp first. And so a lot of people, including myself, we're not at base camp. We don't even have a map to get to base camp, but we're still trudging. Is that a word? Trudging? I think I meant to say trekking. Trekking through the hills, the valleys, the jungles, the deserts, or whatever, to get to the base camp of the mountain so that we can ascend the mountain. And I'm not near the mountain right now, so I got to figure out how to get to the base camp. I have a pretty good idea of how to get there, and so that's what I'm doing. But I can't even start trekking towards there until... Well, hold on, I'll come back to this, but I can't even start trekking towards the base camp of the mountain because I am not in a position to even start. So, but I think the contradiction there is, by marching to the base camp of the mountain, by walking to the point of where you then start the climb, that is very important because of the lessons and the wisdom and the experience you get on your way to the start of the mountain. And again, this is not supposed to be the most organized, most polished off, refined thoughts. It's just me kind of speaking my mind and speaking out loud. So, I mean, there's a lot of wisdom to be gained from getting just to the bottom of the mountain. For me, that's, I think, working on myself, gaining more perspective, continuing to work on myself, continuing to stay committed to things that I said I would, and just showing up every day, keeping the promises to myself that I make every day, so that when I do get to the base camp of the mountain, I have a, as Alex Hormozi would say, a stack of undeniable proof that I am who I say I am. I'm the guy who keeps commitments. I'm the guy who keeps his word. I'm the guy who works his ass off. I'm the guy that sacrifices a shit ton for something that people might think is so silly, but it doesn't matter because he believes in it. I'm the guy that is a hard worker. I'm the guy that has extreme discipline. I'm the guy that keeps his word to himself, keeps his promises, gets shit done, is on time, is just chases personal excellence in all areas of life. I'm that guy. So if I can get to the base camp of the mountain and have, like Alex Hormozi says, the stack of undeniable proof that I am who I say I am, that climb is going to be accelerated immensely. And that's kind of the point that I'm going for there. So that's it. That's what I want to talk about. So all that to say, I don't even know what the fuck the first part was about. The second part was about getting to the mountain, but yeah, just the time wise thing. It's difficult to have a quote unquote full day and then get home and then start the second half of my day, but on an empty tank of gas. So it's like, okay, how can I improve that? I sleep better. I can, I guess, eat better foods. Maybe I could down an energy drink. Don't want to do that, but I don't know. Take a nap. That seems to be a viable option. Take a little power nap, 10, 12, 15 minutes, get up and then start going. Another thing real quick I'm actually going to talk about, and I always do that, dude. Always the end of the show. Talk to you. Wait, one more. I always do that shit. But I've never had the opportunity. That's actually partially a lie, but I've never had the opportunity to not work where I sleep. So I've always had my desk and all my computer shit and all whatever in my room where my bed is. I've never really worked outside of my bedroom, even when I had my own place and I had a living room and shit like that. I always put it in my room But so my new place is going to have two bedrooms. I'm excited for that. The goal was to make one bedroom just podcast office work. When I go in there, I'm not allowed to do anything except work. That's the idea. And then I'm not allowed to go in my room unless it's to like change clothes, shower, sleep, whatever. But I'm definitely not allowed to lay on my bed unless it is to sleep. And so I'm going to enforce that rule for myself because I think it'd be beneficial for me. Because I'm sitting here at my desk, I'm looking at my computer. I look to my left, there's the pillows, the bed, the nice, comfy, cozy bed. I would like to lay down, but I guess I can't because I got shit to do and I make commitments that I got to keep. So, sounded dumb, honestly, but yeah, also just to reiterate, I'm not cutting anything out. Everything I say is in here and it's just how it is. So, and so if you're a new listener, because I actually had, I think 10 people listen to 157 when I shared it. So assuming those are 10 new people, sup? That's all I have to say about that. So if you're new around here, fuck was I saying, dude? Dude, I have no idea what I was just saying. Wow, that's probably so frustrating if you're listening. My bad. Well, anyway. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got because I have no idea where I was saying. So, yeah, sorry for the disorganization here. But your boy can't keep his thoughts straight. So, that's the show. That's the show. Thank you guys for listening. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So, this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So, some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.